across beds, hearts and bucks. This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.
Not had plebs in Britain since 1832, because in 1832 we had the Great Reform Act, which gave most men the vote, regardless of their money. I suppose women stayed plebs until...
but is plebs still an offensive word? I am surprised that it's created this much furore just
by
him using it, if he did, which he denies.
That's because you didn't go to public school, did you?
No, I didn't. No,
exactly.
Now,
if you've been to Rugby School or Eton or any of those schools, you would be force-fed Roman history. And they all sit around calling each other proles, not each other. If there's a poor scholarship boy, at rugby, he gets called a pleb. Because they all pretend they're playing Roman Republic and Senate versus the...
They'll pretend they're playing Roman Republic? So what's wrong with playing the A-team?
No. No, they still do. I do know about this word because I used to teach at Oxford, right, before I taught at London. And I taught a lot of Etonians and I taught a lot of boys from rugby. And this is absolutely still part of the insult equipment there, where you and I would probably, expect someone to say chav.
Yeah.
Or oik, or moron, and you can say someone's got a plebeian face. It means they look working class. They dress like a plebeian, they're wearing chubby clothes. They have got plebeian hygiene.
It's all right for everyone to call people toffs and snobs and Lord Snooty and stuff like that, but yet when it's done the other way, it doesn't seem to be so acceptable.
Well, I agree with you on that, but you think of the N-word.
Yeah.
If you've never had any power, right... Going around calling someone whitey, right, just doesn't have the same clout because the white people were the one who had the power.
Right.
I don't accept that at all. Anyway, if it was just an ordinary guy in a pub, he would just show himself up to be a really insensitive, stupid, old-fashioned person. The point is that this guy is in our cabinet,
yes.
And he has got the ideological views appropriate to a Roman guy who was trying to stop everybody getting the vote.
This is Ian Lee on BBC Three Counties Radio.